Step 3. First impressions start the story. Here's what we know. Almost every important buying decision is made instantaneously. These snap decisions affect everything we do, and we'll bend over backwards to defend them later. You don't get much time to tell a story. As we saw in the section about the workings of the brain, people can't function without a story. Humans are incapable of properly sorting every fact presented to them. Instead, consumers make up a theory about what's going on and then work hard to refine that theory. The amazing thing is how quickly these stories get invented. People decide about a retailer or an industrial salesperson or a book cover or a television show in a matter of seconds. It's a particularly devastating process when it comes to evaluating another human being. Imagine the very tip of the trunk of an elephant. It represents just a fraction of the entire animal. And yet imagining just a piece of it, you had no trouble imagining the trunk, the tusks, the huge feet, and even the odor of the elephant. We make instant judgments because they help us deal with the outside world. What if you only saw the R and the B in the Starbucks logo? The typeface is enough to tell you at a glance what to expect inside the store. Not just what sort of coffee, but the kind of chairs, the attitude of the people behind the counter, and the sound of the espresso machine. You could probably identify the store blindfolded. The thing is, you've never seen that elephant before. You've never been inside this Starbucks before. But you're still willing and able to make a huge number of predictions based on a snap judgment and a tiny amount of data. The first snapshot. In Malcolm Gladwell's brilliant book, Blink, he proves conclusively that humans make decisions on almost no data and then stick with those decisions regardless of information that might prove them wrong. We decide that a politician is just like us, and it doesn't matter a lot when he misspeaks, makes poor decisions, or even gets indicted. We've already made up our minds, and we're going to look at everything that happens through the rose-colored glasses we put on after that first meeting. In one study, Gladwell recounts, we discover that the decision to sue a surgeon for malpractice has nothing whatsoever to do with whether or not the doctor was negligent or careless, and everything to do with whether he was pleasant to deal with in the few minutes the patient was with him in the examination room. In other words, we decide before the surgery whether we'll sue if anything goes wrong. While the magnitude of these judgments might surprise you, the overall message shouldn't. The only chance our ancestors had to survive in the jungle was to make accurate split-second assessments. If you needed a week or even a day to decide if another Neanderthal was friend or foe, you were pretty dead. We inherited the ability to make accurate snap judgments. As creatures with egos, though, we need to defend our decisions. The boss doesn't like to admit she's wrong, and neither do we. So we skew our perceptions to match that first judgment. If you've ever applied for a job or been on the hiring side, you've seen the snap judgment phenomenon in action. The vast majority of job interviews are over in less than 5 minutes. Either you're hired, and the rest of the interview is just a chance to confirm that decision, or you're not. And the rest of the interview is a courtesy to hide the fact that you didn't get the job after just a few moments of chatting. That's why speed dating works. 60 people show up at a bar. The women are organized into a circle of tables, and the men rotate, sitting with each prospect for about 6 minutes. Isn't this an unreasonable way to pick a companion for the evening, never mind a mate for life? Of course it is, but it accurately mimics the way we actually make decisions. This is how embezzlers get to keep their jobs for so long, why people stick with politicians who don't do what they said they were going to do, and why we're superstitious. Turn on the radio, and you can hear the political flacks and loudmouth talk show hosts spinning, 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 aggressively describing their opponent's actions as reprehensible and ignoring the fact that their guy did precisely the same thing, but worse. This isn't a new phenomenon. It's just part of the same snap judgment justification we've all been doing for millennia. In order to survive the onslaught of choices, consumers make snap judgments. In a heartbeat, people take in the way a person looks and talks and smells and stands and dresses. They examine packaging and pricing and uniforms and lighting and location and the muzak in the background and instantly come to a conclusion. Of course, there's data that contradicts this conclusion. That data is ignored. The pieces of the story come together in an instant and the story is told. If the story is confusing or contradictory or impossible, the consumer panics and ignores it. But if the story is compelling and addresses basic desires like fear or power or acceptance, it might just be embraced. Remember, though, that the story that gets told is dependent on the worldview the consumer brings to the table. Occasionally, a product is so powerful it can change our worldview. But don't count on it. The myth of the first impression. After reading about our snap judgments, it's easy to fall victim to an obsession with making a perfect first impression. After all, you never get a second chance to make that first impression.